The Stock Market Bewitched. I'm David Brancaccio. Although the stock market and early trading here seems relatively calm, the stars are lining up for possibly a volatile afternoon. Some of this is the electric car company Tesla becoming one of the 500 stocks in the popular S&P 500 index. Now, that happens on Monday, but portfolio managers have to line things up late today so their roster of stocks aligns with those of the S&P. With an $80 billion stock market valuation, Tesla will become the most valuable company to enter that index ever, and some investors do wonder if Tesla's value is justified, given that it still makes niche cars. And there are other ingredients for a possibly topsy-turvy day. This is one of the four times each year when futures and options all expire at once. Quadruple witching, the market pros call it. Christopher Lowe is chief economist at FHN Financial in New York.
What that means, among other things, is that big investors who use futures and options to hedge their cash positions, that they need to reposition. And that often involves a lot of buying and selling, including in the cash market.
It also means that there's a lot of cash around, so things are a little extra liquid today if they're trying to set up for this big old stock showing up in the S&P 500.
Well, that's right, and especially when it's a week before Christmas and things winding down at year-end and so on, which means there's not as much fundamental activity. So this so-called hot money, not only is there a lot of it around, but as a percentage of activity on the exchange, it's relatively high. So all of those things normally translate into volatility, and it's especially true when you've got, you know, one of the most talked about stocks in America joining the S&P 500 on the next business day.
Or maybe it'll stay calm all day. We'll see. Chris Lowe, he's the chief economist at FHN Financial. Thank you so much.
Thank you, David.
Republicans and Democrats are set for more bargaining today to see if new COVID relief in the $900 billion range is still possible before year's end. How long might extra federal money for unemployment go into the spring? And something else that's contentious involves the future role of America's central bank, the Fed. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has more on that.
A group of Senate Republicans wants the COVID relief bill to specifically prohibit the Fed from restarting its pandemic lending programs or creating anything like them in the future. The Fed programs include Main Street business loans and purchases of corporate and municipal bonds. Republicans say Democrats could pressure the Fed to revive the programs and use them to bail out mismanaged cities and corporations. Democrats say a ban on pandemic lending now could make it impossible for the Fed to start emergency lending programs in the future to backstop the economy without congressional approval. In spite of protests from the Fed, the Treasury Department cut off money for most of the COVID lending programs, insisting they stop at the end of this year as scheduled. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
Does high unemployment drive up crime? The answer during this pandemic recession is complex. A recent report from the Council on Criminal Justice found property crimes and drug crimes across 28 cities fell a lot, more than 20%, during the first 8 months of the pandemic. Marketplace's Jasmine Garst reports.
Criminologist Richard Rosenfeld at the University of Missouri, St. Louis, authored the new report. He says all types of crime rates usually go up when the economy is bad, but there are two important exceptions.
One is the Great Depression, and the other is the Great Recession of 2008-2009. During which crime rates did not rise.
The reason, he says, is low inflation. Compare that to the dual recessions of the mid-1970s and early 80s, where inflation skyrocketed, unemployment was high, and so was crime.
When a recession coincides with increases in prices, with inflation, we tend to see crime rises.
So when things like food or gas get more expensive and people are out of work, there's more crime, he says. But right now, inflation is low. And because people are forced to stay in, crimes like home burglaries are a lot harder. But in some areas, like New York, burglary is rising. Francisco Marte in the Bronx oversees an association of bodegas, the small convenience stores that are everywhere in New York. Shooting and robberies in or near bodegas have spiked during the pandemic. He says just a few weeks ago at one of his locations,
a guy walks in, gets behind the counter, and points a knife at the clerk. The thing is, people are feeling the crisis. There's no money. People are desperate.
Rosenfeld's study found violent crime is up across the country. Homicides grew 34% this fall compared to last year. John Roman studies the economics of crime at the University of Chicago. He says rising violent crimes are driven by more than just inflation. It's also about
people who have long-term simmering beefs, right? Gangs and crews. They're now all home, and the people that they have disputes with are right there, just a couple blocks away. And everybody's got a lot of time on their hands.
Another factor experts say can't be ignored is deteriorating community relations with law enforcement. It's been a year of confrontations over racist policing practices, and many worry that people are hesitating to call for help. I'm Jasmine Garst for Marketplace.
Our executive producer is Nicole Childers. Our digital producer is Alex Schroeder. Our engineers are Brian Allison and J.C. Bold. I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.